Together that long, but these last 10 months have just been the happiest of my life. You're not only the person I love, you're also my best friend, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Seriously, do you think that sounds good?
No.
Really? Because I think that kind of sums up
everything. No!
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sometimes these catheters can pinch a little bit. Well, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.
You've got a real gentle touch there, Doctor. You won't be able to say no.
Actually, I'm a nurse. Doctor will be right in.
Good luck, Greg.
Thanks, Kim. Good luck, buddy.
Okay, it's time for our problem of the week. I want you to pick out your problem, the problem that's been bothering you all week, with your eyes still closed. I want you to picture that problem in your mind. Pretend that it's right there in front of you.
Not only are you my best friend, but you're also the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. I love you. Will you marry me?
Now I want you to scare your problems away. I want you to say boo.
Boo!
All right, you guys are great. Very good. I will see you guys after lunch. All right?
Okay. Hey, Pam, isn't that your special friend outside?
Yeah, I think so.
Why don't you go talk to him?
You think I should?
Yeah!
Hi, sweetie.
How you doing?
What's going on?
I just was in the neighborhood, got off work a little early, thought maybe you wanted to go get a bite to eat or something.
Oh, that's very sweet. What a nice surprise. Come on.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to change my shoes.
That's okay. You don't have to change. You know I can't resist a man in nurse's shoes.
I know, but I got my sneakers in my backpack. I'm just gonna change. It'll just take a second.
Okay.
Honey?
Hmm?
Pam.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too. Come on, sweetie. I've got a half hour before I have to be back. So, you want to go have lunch? What are you doing?
I'm nothing. I just love you so much. These last 10 months have been the happiest of my life.
Yeah, they've been amazing. But What's going on?
Nothing. I just feel like, you know, we're so close. You're my best friend, and you're also the woman that I love, and...
Are you okay, sweetie? You're acting so weird.
I'm fine. I just got a crick in my neck. I was doing CPR on a 300-pound packet this morning.
Do you want me to massage your neck or something? Do you need
background? No. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
I'm good. Honey, look, your kids. They're trying to
what?
Tell you something.
What?
Look.
Oh, hold on. Oh, it's my sister. Hello? Hi.
I'm engaged.
Mom and I are engaged. You're engaged? That's wonderful. Congratulations. Oh, my God. You're getting married in 2 weeks. It's a little soon, isn't it? Wow, Mom and Dad really don't know Bob very well. Dad was okay with this?
Bob asked Dad.
Wow, that was very thoughtful of him. I can't believe he knew to ask Dad's permission. Yeah. No, I'm just here with Greg. He's going to take me out for lunch.
How is he?
He's okay.
Oh, I got so much
to do. Okay, I know you got to go. All right, I love you. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
So what's going on? What, Debbie's marrying that guy?
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Dr. Bob of Denver. Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's... Didn't they just meet like a few months ago?
Well, yeah, but, you know, he asked her and she said yes. Actually, he asked my dad. He said yes, and then he asked Debbie.
Huh. Yeah, I overheard that. So what, like he had asked his permission, or?
Well, no, he didn't have to. Bob just understood that Dad appreciates that kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Deb said that Dad's crazy about him. Evidently, Bob bought him, like, the perfect gift that just won him over, you know?
Really? Huh. A gift.
Are you sure it's okay to x-ray this?
Yeah, it's not going to mutate or anything.
Sir, that's not going to fit.
Wait, hang on a second.
The bag's too big, guy. You got to check it.
I got an engagement ring for my girlfriend in the bag, so I can't really open it here. So don't you think I can maybe just carry it on?
Hey, pal, if it ain't fitting true to frame, you ain't carrying it on the plane. 531, New York LaGuardia. Check it.
Wait. Excuse me.
Don't worry, pal. I'll be waiting for you on either side.
Excuse me. Hi. You lost my bag and there's a 2-carat diamond ring inside it.
I didn't lose your anything, sir. We'll put your local address on this form and we'll ship it when it surfaces.
And what if it doesn't? Am I supposed to spend the entire weekend with just the clothes on my back?
It's a great gift. I just thought you were going to get some champagne.
Trust me, I think your dad is going to be very psyched about this gift.
Well, don't forget he's retired, though.
The guy was in the rare flower business for 30 years. I think he still maintains an interest.
Wait.
You make it seem like they're really hard to please.
No, not at all. He's the sweetest man in the whole world. Just relax. He's going to love you, I promise.
As much as he loves Dr. Bob?
Take it easy on the sarcasm. Humor is entirely wasted on my parents.
What, are they Amish? Okay, no jokes.
What are you doing?
What?
I told you my dad sees smoking as a sign of weakness.
Okay, all right, I'll leave him in the car.
No, he'll check there. Oh, gosh.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah, the roof is probably a better idea.
Oh, and, we're not living together.
I thought you said you told them.
Well... Hi, Daddy!
Hi. Oh, I missed you so much.
I missed you too, Flapjack.
Oh, boy.
Short stack, coming up.
Where's my little girl?
Hey, Mommy. Hi, Mom.
Oh, you look so beautiful.
Oh, so do you. Look at you. Oh, I'm sorry. Mom, Dad, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg. I'm Pam's father, Jack Burns.
Yeah, it's great to finally meet you.
Good
and
meeting
I'm
you.
And I'm Thina. Welcome to Oyster
thanks.
Bay.
Great.
Oh.
What are you driving there, Ford?
Oh, yeah. It's a Taurus. Yeah, we were going to get a midsize, but I figure, hey, I'm pulling down decent bucks. Might as well go all out, pop to the full size.
Oh. Interesting color. You pick it?
Oh, no, the guy at the counter. Why?
Well, they say geniuses pick green. But you didn't pick it.
Jack,
Oh, yucky. What smells of old sour milk?
Oh, poor Greg got spit up on by a baby.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did, Ma. At the lost luggage counter, the airline lost his bag.
Oh, they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
What about you, honey?
Oh, no, I carried on.
That's my girl.
It'll turn up, I'm sure. And anyway, Greg, meanwhile, anything you need, just ask, huh?
That's right. Mi casa es su casa. Oh, thanks, Jack. You too.
Hey, Mama, how's
the
wedding?
Really? Oh, good. We spruced up for the wedding.
This is so nice.
We like it. Beautiful.
Oh, now, Craig, you have a very unique last name. And we were curious, how do you pronounce it?
Oh, just like it's spelled. F-O-C-K-E-R.
Fokker.
Fokker.
Oh, I'll get it, honey.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Oh, there he is. There's our little guy.
Hey, boy.
Come here, baby. Come to Daddy, Jinxie. Come on. Come on, Jinxie. Come here, baby. Come to Daddy. Come on.
Oh, taught him that in 1 week. This is Pam's cat, Jinxie. Jinxie, say hello to Greg.
Hi, Jinx.
Wave to Greg.
Hello, Jinx. Atta boy.
That took me another week.
Oh, my gosh.
Pam, I didn't know you had a cat.
Yeah, I left him here when I moved to Chicago.
Your daddy's found his new best friend.
Really?
Oh. You won't believe it. He even taught him to use the potty.
Dead cat? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
What's so weird about it? Now we don't have to smell kitty litter all the time.
That's right.
Right, Jinxie? Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. So how did you teach the cat to use the toilet?
Well, that was easy, Greg. I just designed a litter box to put inside the toilet, and then once he got used to it, I took it away.
Oh, that's... Yeah, makes sense.
But I don't think he likes it very much. I mean, every chance he gets, he tries to dig, squat, and bury. I had to move all my potted plants off the floor.
Plus, you got another guy around the house to leave the seat up.
He can't lift the seat, Greg. He lacks the strength in the opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Opposable. Didn't think about that.
Jinx is strictly a house cat. You can't let him outside because he also lacks outdoor survival skills.
Yeah.
That's just one of those things, isn't it, sweetheart?
I don't think Greg will be playing with Jinxie too much. He hates cats.
Pam, I don't hate cats. I don't hate cats. I just happen to be more of a dog lover. That's
Yeah.
Well, it's okay if you hate cats, Greg.
No, I don't. I don't hate cats at all.
That's okay. Just be honest about it. There's some things I hate.
I'm being honest, really? Like what?
Honey, why don't we let the kids freshen up, huh? Greg, you come with me. We'll get you something to wear from Jack's closet, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, honey.
Yeah?
I'm so happy you're home, sweetheart.
Aw. Oh, me too, Daddy. Hey, listen. Be nice to this one, okay? Kind of like him.
Okay, I'll try.
Thank you.
Sure fit okay, Greg?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Jack.
Good.
Tom Collins, coming up.
You know, I wish you hadn't told your parents that I hate cats.
But you do hate cats.
Yeah, but you didn't tell them right when we met.
No, I'm sorry. It's going to slip down.
Yeah, it's red hot poo-poos.
My goodness, what is that?
Oh, that's just a little something from me. Go ahead, open it up.
Oh, look, honey, Greg brought us a present.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Whoa. Oh, look at this. It's a flower pot with a dirt in it.
Actually, the real gift is what's planted in the soil. The bulb of a Jerusalem tulip. Which I was told is one of the rarest and most beautiful flowers in existence.
Oh, right. The Jerusalem. From the Jerusalis tulipesius genus. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hmm.
Anyway... Yeah, the guy said with regular watering, it should bloom in about 6 months, so...
Well, we'll look forward to that, Greg.
So, Greg, how's your job?
Good, Pam. Thanks for asking. I recently got transferred to triage.
Oh, is that better than a nurse?
No, Mom, triage is a unit of the ER. It's where all the top nurses work.
Well.
No, I do.
Not many men in your profession, though, are they, Greg?
No, Jack. Not traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pam, honey, did you know that your father started his own business?
Really?
Dad, that's great.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I thought with my knowledge and experience, why should I allow retirement to stop me?
I really admire that.
Yeah.
So what is it? What's a new venture?
Well, let me ask you a question, Greg. Let's just say you have kids and you want to get out of the house, spend a night on the town, you know. So you hire a babysitter, someone you think you can trust. References, work experience, it all checks out fine. But then how do you really know for certain that your loved ones are safe with this stranger? I mean, can you ever really trust another human being, Greg?
Sure, I think so.
No, the answer is you cannot. Let me show you something. Take a look at this, Greg. What's this look like to you?
This looks like a teddy bear.
Smile, you're a nanny camera.
Ah. Oh, yeah, I've seen these things advertised on TV.
No, no, not like this you haven't. Take a look. Hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Hi. Where's the other camera?
Right here in this decorative artifact.
Wow, that's great.
Our camera's motion activated, so they begin taping as soon as they sense any movement, and we can hide them in anything. We hide them in mirrors, lamps, televisions, you name it. So no matter where you go, we'll be watching you.
So, Jack, I mean, couldn't this maybe be construed as illegal, you know, invasion of privacy, or...
Trust me, Greg. When you start having little fuckers running around, you'll understand the need for this level of protection.
Yeah.
Impressive, isn't it?
Quite.
Oh, I'll get that.
I'll get it. I'll get it.
Okay.
Any problem with the documents? Okay, good. I'll meet you at the Oyster Bay drugstore in about 20 minutes. Now, you gotta be more careful when you call here. If anybody else answers, just use a southern accent and ask for the vegetarian special, okay?
Wow, all this and the wedding's on Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that wasn't the airline, was it?
No, wrong number. Throw out a Collins mix, so I'm gonna make a run to the store.
Well, that's funny. I thought I just bought some.
Well, you know how that stuff it just goes, so I'll be back in a jiff.
Well, why doesn't Greg go with you?
Sweetie, you'll need something in case your suitcase doesn't show up.
Oh, I'm sure it'll show up. Yes.
Yeah, well, you don't want to take a chance. You don't even have a toothbrush. Go on, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay, unless you want some privacy.
Why would I need privacy?
No, I didn't think you would.
Okay, let's head out.
Oh, good. Bye. Have fun, you guys.
Pam, he seems wonderful.
He is. Aww. We're the best time together.
Good.
Now, have you two been...
Mother?
Not thinking about anything permanent.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we haven't really discussed it, but I definitely have a feeling this is it.
Dad seems to like him, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Big car. Day, Saturday.
Yes.
It's cars. You got, what do you use? Unleaded? Regular unleaded?
Premium.
Uh-huh. Hey, you know, Jack, now that we have a second to talk, I just want you to know how much Pam means to me. I mean, I know that we haven't been together that long, but... The time that we have spent together has been really incredible.
Greg, how come you don't like cats?
I don't not like cats. I just prefer dogs. I mean, I'm just more of a dog kind of, you know. Come home and you know, wagging your little tail. I was happy to see you.
So you need that assurance, do you? You prefer an emotionally shallow animal?
I...
You see, Greg, when you yell at a dog, his tail will go between his legs and cover his genitals, his ears will go down. A dog is very easy to break. But cats make you work for their affection. They don't sell out the way dogs do.
Huh.
You like Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon, lift the
sea. Great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Farker?
No. No. What? No, 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 no. Jack, no. I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
Well, Greg, I'll meet you back out front in about 12 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Oh. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Do you have any of those nicotine patches?
No. We the gum.
Right.
You chew it.
Thank you. Yes, okay. And what's your most expensive bottle of champagne?
Mom's. It's on sale for $13.95.
Really? That's it? You don't have like a nice like $80 or $100 bottle or something?
You can get a whole bunch of Mums.
Hey, Jack. Ready to go?
Well, been ready, yeah. They ran out of Collins mix. You been waiting here long?
No, I was just reading up about pumps.
Pumps?
Yes, breast pumps. I grew up on a farm.
Kids, your hot buns, hot patooties.
Wow, Dina, everything looks fabulous.
Well, I'll tell you something, it's such a treat for me to have a home-cooked meal like this. Dinner at my house usually consisted of everybody in the kitchen fighting over containers of Chinese food.
Oh, you poor thing. What, there wasn't enough food to go around, Greg?
No, there was. We just never really sat down like family like this.
Oh.
Greg, would you like to say grace?
Greg's Jewish, Dad. You know that.
You're telling me Jews don't pray, honey? Unless you have some objection.
No, I'd love to. Pam, come on. It's not like I'm a rabbi or something. I said grace in many a dinner table. Okay. Oh... Dear God, thank you. You are such a good God to us, a kind and gentle and accommodating God.
And we thank you, O sweet, sweet Lord of hosts, for the smorgasbord you have so aptly lain at our table this day and each day by day. Day by day by day. Oh, dear Lord, three things we pray: to love thee more dearly, to see thee more clearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day, by day. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Greg, that was lovely.
Thank you, Greg. That was interesting, too.
Oh, that's a lovely vase. That's great. Let me guess, Jack. Is that one of your little secret cameras, too? Huh?
Greg, that's an urn which holds the remains of Jack's mother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. You didn't know, Greg.
That's our grand-grand.
We like to think of her as watching over us as we eat. Love you, Mom. Miss you. Miss you every day.
Oh, honey, why don't you read Greg your poem?
Oh, no. He doesn't want to hear that.
What? No. What poem?
You see, when Jack had to retire for health reasons...
Oh, that's a bunch of malarkey, Harry. I'm fine.
The doctor thought it would be therapeutic if he sort of expressed his emotions in an artistic way. Honey, you wrote the most beautiful poem about your mother. Please, we really want to hear it.
Poem.
Mm-hmm. Please?
Oh, all right. It's a work in progress. I'm still not happy with it. As soon as it's ready, then I am going to glaze it onto a plate and put it next to the urn.
Yes? It's very special.
My Mother by Jack Burns. You gave me life, you gave me milk, you gave me courage. Your name was Angela, the angel from heaven. But you were also an angel of God. And he needed you too. Selfishly, I tried to keep you here while the cancer ate away your organs like an unstoppable rebel force. But I couldn't save you, and I shall see your face. Nevermore, 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 until we meet in heaven.
Daddy, that's beautiful.
It's amazing. So much love, yet also so much information.
Mm. It takes a lot out of him. Greg, would you like some
dancing? Thank you. Oh, yeah.
You must have had vegetables fresher than that growing up on a farm, Greg.
That, Greg grew up in Detroit.
He told me he grew up on a farm.
Yeah. Do they have many farms in Detroit?
No, Dina. No, not a lot. In fact, Jack, I should clarify this. I didn't actually grow up in a farm per se. The house that we grew up in was originally erected in the early Dutch farm colonial style. So that, plus we had a lot of pets.
Which one did you milk then?
Dad.
Honey, he said he pumped milk.
What have you ever milked?
Cat.
A cat?
I milked a cat once. You want to hear a story?
Sure.
My sister had a cat, and the cat birthed a litter of kittens. Must have been 30 of them. And there was this one little runt, this little sweet little engine that could run, who could, you know, wanted to get up there and couldn't really get access to the teat.
Dad.
What have you? I went in and just simply, you know,
into a little saucer. And then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him, Geppetto.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Okay, can we change subject, perhaps?
Oh, champagne.
Yes?
I thought maybe we could celebrate with a little bubbly.
That'd be great.
Oh, good.
Good idea. Mm-hmm.
So, Mom,
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
Well, in a funny way, honey, you've already seen Deb's ring.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Would anybody care for a bottle of Oyster Bay Drug and Sundry's finest champagne?
That is so sweet of you, Rick. Isn't that a nice gesture?
That's very nice.
How could I have seen Debbie's ring, Mom? I haven't been home for months.
Well, when I gave Bob the okay to propose to Deb, I put him in touch with my diamond guy in the city, and he picked out the exact same design that Kevin gave you.
Kevin, your old boyfriend?
Thanks, Dad.
Well, yeah, Kevin was Pam's fiancé.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh, my God. Look at me. Dixie, no.
Psst. Oh.
Dixie, no.
Oh, my God. Oh. Shit. Greg, sweetie, how you doing?
Oh, just fine. Considering I desecrated your grandma's cremains, found out you were engaged, and had your father ask me to milk him. But at least back then he was still talking to me, so can't believe he didn't tell me you were that close.
Who, Daddy and me?
No, Kevin and you.
Well, Greg, do we have to know everything about each other's pasts? I mean, you know, you never told me about your cat-milking days in Motown.
That was a long time ago, Pam.
Yeah, okay, well, so was this. Kevin's and my connection was more physical than anything else.
Physical? Like what, like you worked out together?
No, it was nothing. It was a stupid sexual thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go throw up now.
Greg, listen, Kevin and I were only engaged for a month before I realized that I'd made a mistake, okay? I gave Beth the ring, I moved to Chicago, and I met and fell in love with you, okay? So can we please drop this?
Okay.
Good.
I just feel like this is not going well at all. I feel like your dad hates me.
Doesn't hate you, sweetie. Come on, just give him a chance, right? Maybe he's nervous too, huh?
I thought he would love my gift. You know, being this big flower guy, but it's like, he didn't even show the slightest bit of interest.
Listen to me. Forget the gift. You're the most adorable, loving, sweetest man in the whole world. And I love you. And very soon my parents are going to see that and grow to love you too. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Speaking of growing to love you. I know it's late, but Mr. Winky is still in Chicago time, and we both know there's
only one way to make Mr. Winky
go away.
Right?
And there it is.
What's with the robe?
It's Pam's. Yeah, my pajamas are in the suitcase with everything else.
Hey, I'll lend you a pair of jacks. Okay, honey? Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
Oh, no.
No, that's fine. We have to. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look, Greg, I just want to say, don't worry about what happened tonight.
Oh, well, thanks, Jack. I still feel horrible. I mean,
well, it was a horrible thing. But let's just put all that behind us and enjoy our weekend together.
Okay.
Thank you, Daddy. Chicka.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
Mom. This will do just fine.
Good night.
Night. Why'd you get my favorite
hat? Good night. See you in the morning, right?
Sleep.
Okay, you too. Oh, no, Craig. We made up the pullout for you down in the den.
Oh. Okay, because Pam said I should sleep in Debbie's room, but...
Well, Debbie will be sleeping here tomorrow, so this way you'll have more privacy. You'll have your own bathroom.
Well, just try not to flush the toilet, okay? It's always a little quirky.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, one more thing. I'm a realist. I understand it's the 21st century, and you've probably had premarital relations with my daughter. But under our roof, it's my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
Of course.
Good. Keep your snake in its cage for 72 hours.
Okay.
Welcome to Atlantic American Airways Lost Luggage Department. At Atlantic American Airways, customer satisfaction always comes first. We are experiencing heavy call volume. Because your call is very important to us, it will be answered in approximately 27 minutes. Please press 1 if you'd like to talk to a representative. We are closed for the night. Please call back.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't know what it is, but there's just something about it that's a little off.
Oh, yeah. Jack, you know we've been through this with every boyfriend Pam has had since, the middle school. I think Greg is, he's a lovely young man. And honey, Pam thinks he might be the one.
She said that? She said those exact words?
Well, I didn't tape record her, Jack, but that's the impression I got.
Sorry, the poor boy never had a home-cooked meal. I mean,
what kind of a family doesn't have time to sit down for dinner?
Fugitives.
Please try to enjoy the weekend, huh? Both our daughters are in love.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh.
Oh, geez, I just realized something.
What?
Pam's middle name.
Martha. Oh, no.
Pamela Motherfucker.
Jesus, Jack, you scared me.
Well, I heard a noise, so I came down to see if everything was okay.
Everything's fine. I'm sorry. I saw a light on in here, and I kind of stumbled in, and I didn't realize...
Well, that's okay. See anything interesting?
No, not at all. I mean, this is great, though. I love this, it's a cozy little nook.
I noticed you were looking at that when I came in.
Yeah.
It's an antique polygraph machine.
Is that what that is? Because I've seen these before, but I never saw one actually up close.
You know what? Why don't you try that on?
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, come on. We'll have some fun. I'll show you how it works.
I shouldn't.
Well, why should you be afraid? You have nothing to hide.
No, I know.
I know you know, so there shouldn't be any problem.
No, there's no problem.
Oh, try it on.
Okay.
I'll help you. Don't worry, you'll enjoy this. Right.
Looks complicated. Now, these aren't 100% accurate, right? They're...
Well, you'd be surprised how accurate they are. They can tell fairly easily if someone's lying or not. Now I'm going to ask you some questions, and all you have to do is answer yes or no.
Okay.
All right. Let's give it a whirl. Did you fly on an airplane today?
Yes, I did.
No peeking. Did we eat pot roast for dinner tonight?
Yes.
Was it undercooked?
No, it was rare. It was a little rare for my taste. But I... Oh,
I'm
but
just
I wouldn't...
kidding. I'm just... Relax, relax. The needles are jumping. Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
No. I mean, well, I don't...
Yes or no?
What's the matter? You can't sleep?
No, I'm just going over some of my answers from the polygraph test your dad just gave me.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Well, did you lie to him?
No. I mean, well, he asked me if we were living together, and I...
What'd you tell him?
I nothing. Your mother walked in, and I yanked a little thingies off before I had to answer. Is this how you'd react if I told you that he shoved bamboo shoots up my fingernails, huh? Or does he hook all your boyfriends up to his little machine?
Well, he doesn't need a machine. He's a human lie detector.
What?
Greg, my father was never in the rare flower business. That was just his cover. He was in the CIA for 34 years.
How could you not tell me this?
I wanted to, honey, but it was strictly on a need-to-know basis.
So what, he's in the CIA? He was a spy? He is a spy?
No, he was more like a psychological profiler. They used him to interrogate suspected double agents in the company.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was scared of your dad back when I thought he was a florist. It's wonderful to know that I've actually got a CIA spy hunter on my ass.
Would you stop? You're doing great, okay? This is a lot to take in, honey. I'm sorry.
It's just weird.
Oh, I know, but you're doing fine. I promise.
No.
What's wrong, sweetie?
I forgot. I'm not supposed to let the snake out of my cage.
You what?
I told your dad I wouldn't touch you for 72 hours.
Okay, well, I'm not in junior high anymore, okay?
No. Seriously, I want to try to respect his rules, okay?
Okay. Fine. Why don't you go ahead and get some sleep, and I'll see you in the morning.
Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Pam told me she let you in on a little secret of mine last night.
Yes, she did.
Well, as long as you can keep your mouth shut for the rest of your life, you're in no immediate danger.
I won't tell.
I'm just being humorous.
It's funny.
But the fact is, Greg, with the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. I keep nothing from you, you keep nothing from me, and round we go.
Okay. Understood.
Okay, good. Come on, then. Let's go inside and have breakfast. Oh. Jinxie cat, Jinxie cat, where are you? I love you.
Hello, boy.
Hey, look who's up.
Hi.
It must be Greg.
Hello.
Oh, look, somebody had a little visit from the hair fairy.
Nice too.
Hey,
okay. I'll do the intros, Greg. This is my sister, Debbie.
Hi.
Oh, the bride to be.
Nice to meet
Congratulations.
You. And her fiance, Dr. Bob.
Oh, you call me Bob. MD.
Clarence, Linda Bay.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet
and
you.
And the world famous plastic surgeon, Dr. Larry.
Oh, now cut that out.
You know, Greg's in medicine too, Larry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What field?
Nursing.
That's good. No, really. What field?
Nursing.
Why don't I get you a chair, Greg?
Thank you. Thanks.
So, you didn't want to go for the MD?
No, I actually thought about becoming a doctor, but I decided it wasn't for me.
Oh, thanks.
Just as well. Boards are killer.
Actually, Greg aced it, Kent.
Oh. You serious?
No, I did okay.
Oh, he did more than okay, trust me.
Why did you take the test if you weren't planning on going to med school?
Well, I wanted to keep my options open, but in the end, nursing was just a better fit for me. It gives you the freedom to work in several different areas of medicine. Plus, I can focus 100% on patient care as opposed to being a doctor where you have to deal with the bureaucracy.
Wasn't your friend Andy supposed to be here by now?
Oh, my God. I thought Deb told you. Dr. Andy threw out his back. He can't make the wedding.
You're kidding.
Oh, damn. Now I have to reconfigure the whole procession.
Bob, why doesn't Greg stand in for Andy to be the usher?
Oh, no, Pam, no.
So that'll be fine. Bob, Greg will be your second usher. Good.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Good. All right. Well, let's all finish up and get ready to go because we have a pre-activity briefing in about 32 minutes.
Oh, 32 minutes.
Mm. Really? You know what? In that case, I'd better get upstairs and pay a little visit to the shower fairy.
Gina, thank you so much for rent.
I did. Hey, you okay?
Why didn't you wake me up?
Not because I thought you'd like to sleep late.
Not when I'm a guest in somebody's house.
Well, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
No, it's not okay. Tell that to Dr. Torquemada in there with the Grand Inquisition.
Go take a shower, get dressed, and come back down.
Get dressed in what?
Borrow some more of Dad's clothes.
No, I don't... Come on.
Why not, honey?
I don't feel comfortable wearing your dad's underwear, okay?
Okay, well, go wake up Denny and borrow some of his.
You want me to go and wake up your brother who I never met and ask if I could have some of his clothes? Okay. All right. Where's Denny's room?
Up the stairs, turn right.
Denny? 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 Hello? Hello?
Hey, hi.
What the hell are you doing in here?
I'm Greg, Pam's friend. She...
What? Were you just sniffing my boxers, dude?
No, dude, no. No, no. She said I could come up here and just maybe borrow some clothes from you.
No. Do me a favor. Close the door.
Okay.
Quick. Did you tell anybody I wasn't here?
No. They think you're asleep. Yeah, so it's all good.
You scare me.
Dad keeps you guys under a pretty close watch, huh?
No, it's not that bad. Your little pancakes got a lot worse than I do, you know? Oh, you need some clothes.
Yes, that would be great. Thanks.
I'm glad to hook you up.
Cool.
All right.
Like what you done with the crib. Oh, Lil' Kim. She's fat. PH fat.
Yeah, I think these on. Do it. All right, here you go, Chief.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
No problem.
Oh, and don't worry about the little covert op, all right? Keep it on the low now.
Down low.
No doubt.
People, come get your revised itineraries.
Larry,
Linda.
Got it.
Bob.
Yes.
Honey. Now, I'm going to activate the alarm. It'll go off T-minus 16 seconds.
I don't think I need a jacket.
It's cold out, honey. Hold on. Here, take Denny's jacket. Here you go. Hey, Denny, I'm letting you grab your jacket, okay?
Whatever.
Go.
Hurry, hurry. We're going to be late. Nine. Place the tux on.
Denny, how's the tux fit?
Dad,
what's that?
Oh, it's a sculpture I found in Greg's jacket.
This isn't a sculpture, Denny. This is a device for smoking marijuana.
Really?
Not mine. It's not.
Oh, hey, Jack. How you doing?
Like the top hat.
Compliments you.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Sit down. Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
Didn't we have a discussion yesterday in the car about this?
Oh, yes. You mean me and Pam. Yes, I would love to talk to you about
that. We're not talking about Pam, Greg. We're talking about you. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Okay. Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fopper. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
What I'm gonna do, hard to tell. No, I'm not gonna kill myself. But I might as well.
Where are we? I thought we were going to Kevin's house.
We are, sweetie. This is Kevin's new house.
Wow.
Maybe he uses marijuana for medicinal purposes. People do that nowadays.
This kid is lying to us from the moment we met.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Getting some quality time with the boys?
Huh? Yeah, it was fun.
Listen, I hope this lunch isn't too weird for you.
Why would BBQ a best man's be weird?
Oh, my God, Greg. I was sure I told you. Kevin is Bob's best man. This is his place.
Kevin, you're his fiancée?
Hey! 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 Hey!
I don't understand. How does she know Bob?
Well, they went to lacrosse camp together, and Kevin was the one who introduced Bob to Debbie.
Lacrosse camp?
I was really lucky. I was able to salvage this wood from an old Siemens chapel in Nantucket.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. Kevin, the house is
where
amazing.
Light comes in. Thank you.
Maybe
thank
you should have got married here.
Yeah. All right, everybody. The sun is out, the grill is hot, and the pool is luke. So if I can interest you in a swim and a little BBQ, just follow me.
All right, Kevo, right on schedule.
Wow.
Bring it on. Unfortunate. I hate this.
Where do you see the rest of the house?
We had a mortgage like this.
Okay.
We'll
find
more news.
Everybody,
other
thing.
Look at
this. Oh, yeah. You okay, sweetie?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I don't know why I thought you knew.
What? It's not a big deal. Hey, look, if I can handle a weekend without sex and cigarettes, I think I can handle an afternoon with your ex-fiance.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, for the floor that you're walking on, I chose this Bolivian wormwood. I think works well in here. I have the Viking range here and the twin sub-Zs. Yeah, they open up right there.
Oh, I get it. Like hidden.
Yeah, kind of blend in.
Great.
Are you a homeowner, Greg?
No. I rent.
Oh.
So, things are going real, real well for you, aren't they, Newberg, eh, Kevin?
Gosh, things have been going so great lately.
Yeah, I got in early on some wireless IPOs and the stuff just skyrocketed from there.
Wow.
What about you, Greg? What line of work are you in?
I'm in healthcare.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of Benjamins to be made right now with the biotech stuff. Yeah, I don't have to tell you that. How's your portfolio?
I'd say strong.
To quite strong?
Yeah. You gotta strike while the iron's hot. Now's the time.
Greg's a male nurse.
That's right. Thank you, Jack.
Wow. That's great. That's great to give something back like that. I'd love to find time to do some volunteer work. Just the other day, I saw this golden retriever that he had like a gimp, and he couldn't really... It just made me feel terrible. I wish there was something I could do.
Yeah, well, I get paid, but it also feels, good, too, so it's...
kind of everybody wins. What do you, you're like a Wall Street trader, an investment guy?
No, I mean, I don't like to be painted with that brush. Yes, that's my day job. Do we have time? We got time, don't we, Jack? Okay, I want to show you what I'm really interested in. Come on, let's go.
Yes. Wow, it's like somebody got an A in woodshop. Yeah, it's always been kind of a hobby. I whittled that out of beechwood.
Huh, it's beautiful. So
yeah.
So what got you into carpentering?
Carpentry? I guess I'd have to say Jesus. He was a carpenter, and I just figured if you're going to follow in someone's footsteps, who better than Christ?
Christ's Jewish.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so was JC. Wow, you're in good company.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm going to head to the pool, but why don't you show Greg and Pam your gift?
You made a gift.
Greg. Now, I just put a fresh coat of lacquer on this morning, so bear with me with the fumes.
Wow, Kev.
Isn't that something?
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Roses, Deb's favorite.
Yes, right.
Beautiful. The little holes for candles.
Well, exactly. And then later they'll collect rainfall. They'll make a tiny bird bath.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. What is it?
It's an altar. Or you might call it a chuppa.
Isn't that sweet?
I'm going to take it over to the Burns's. And tomorrow, Robert and Deborah will meet beneath it to become man and wife. And later, when they purchase a home, maybe it'll grace their garden. And that's my sappy romantic idea.
That's taking forever to build.
Yeah, not too bad. About 70 hours. Which isn't bad, considering I carved it all by hand from one piece of wood.
Hey, Kevo. 12:15. Time to start the barbecue, big guy.
Okay, Mr. B. I better get back to playing host. Okay, you guys, you just grab your suits, and I'll meet you down at the pool.
You know what? I think I'm going to take a pass on the swimming.
Oh, no, you can't.
No, I don't even have a suit with me. The airline lost my bag.
Pancake, let's go. Mom's got your suit out here.
Coming, Dad.
You better get going. Gosh, she's great. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. And, by the way, she just had the nicest things to say about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Gosh. Man, we had some good times together. Boy, she is a tomcat. Whew. So, let me hook you up with some trunks, Gregor.
I'm not going to swim.
No, come on. I'm not taking no for an answer.
All the things on the left. Wine and champagne on the right.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, there he is. Get out here.
G-Man, we got salmon, we got swordfish. What's it going to be?
How about a little boat? Hey, dog. I'm pretty hungry.
I think they call that the munchies. You gotta rush the net on defense. Don't be afraid of the ball.
Oh, it's Greg.
Hullock team. Hullock, come on.
Greg, not Glenn. Greg is afraid of the ball.
Come on. Well, this is unacceptable.
He's gotta go for the ball.
Here's what we gotta do. We're getting creamed, people.
Well, Florence Nightingale over here play a little defense.
Larry, I missed one shot.
It was a big shot.
Larry, keep floating where you are. You're doing great. Right. Danny, take the deep shots.
Okay.
Greg, nobody's expecting much out of you, so if I set you up with the ball, you think you can jump up and spike it?
No. Yeah, I'd have to be pretty high, but yeah.
I bet you would, Panama Red.
All right, everybody look sharp.
Frank, push the ball.
Come on!
Help your sister, please.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Dad, you can totally see Boyd backwards on your forehead.
Jenny, get out of here.
You the band leader?
Yes, sir.
Go over song selection with Bob.
Yeah.
Bob. Bob!
Yeah, Jack.
Pick up five.
Are you a Mr. Focker?
Yes.
Okay, sign here, please.
Great. Thank you.
Suitcase. Did you go through it, make sure it's all there?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good.
What's up?
Just want to make sure you're okay since hitting the spike card around the world.
Oh, yeah. I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay.
I don't know what got into me. Iceman.
Iceman?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that like a special thing between you and Kevin?
Because
oh, I can.
Stop it.
Stop what? Iceman?
Top Gun was a very popular movie when Kevin and I dated, all right? That's it.
Hey, Iceman. I have no problem with that.
Do you want to be Maverick? Is that what this is all about?
I can't be Maverick. Kevin's Maverick.
No, well, he used to be, but we can change that.
Can he be Goose?
No, because Goose dies in the end. Very sad.
Mm-hmm. Honey, I don't really...
Greg, shut up.
Okay.
Knocking?
Not in my own den. What are you two doing in here?
I'd say rounding second base.
This is Greg's room, Dad.
Not anymore. We're going to use it for storage. Greg will stay in Debbie's room and she'll bunk up with you tonight.
Fine. Come on, Greg.
Okay. I'll be right up.
I'll meet you upstairs.
Oh, good. They found your suitcase.
Yeah. Hey, Jack. I don't quite know what happened back at the tuck shop. But look, if I've given you the wrong impression regarding Pam in any way, I'm sorry, okay? I have nothing but the best intentions with Pam, and I just... Actually, there's something in the suitcase here that I'm planning on giving her that I think symbolizes the level of my commitment to her. And I wouldn't feel right asking her to wear it without her father's permission. Jack.
Did you flush this toilet?
Maybe, you know what? Maybe Jinx flushed it. I saw a little Jinxie come in last night, and he took a little, squatted, relieved himself.
Jinx knows not to use that toilet, and even if he did, he'd never flush it.
What does it matter?
The matter, Greg, RN, is that when this toilet is flushed, it runs. And when you have a septic tank that's nearly full and a toilet that's been running all night, then you could have a hell of a problem.
Mr. Burns.
This was not part of my job. Nice stench. You're really on a roll there, bud.
Bite, Kenny. Now, you listen to me. In 20 hours, I'm having a wedding here, so I need my cesspool pump now. Not tomorrow. Now.
Dad, what's going on? Oh, my God.
Yeah. What's that smell?
That smell, Bob, is our shit. Focker flushed the toilet in the den, so the septic tank is overflowing.
Jack, I told you, it wasn't me. It was Jinx.
Focker, I'm not going to tell you again. Jinx cannot flush the toilet. He's a cat, for Christ's sakes.
The animal doesn't even have thumbs, Focker.
Hey, look at that.
Kevo,
over by the tree, right?
No.
What the heck?
working. Just won't work on you. I got my mojo working. Just won't work on you.
No, I know that's what I said I wanted, because that's what I wanted, because it is the black Samsonite suitcase, okay? What I'm saying is, do you think that maybe it's possible that the Samsonite people, in some crazy little scheme to actually turn a profit, made more than one? Huh?
No, I don't think so.
Really? You don't? Uh-huh.
Well, then I am going to need your baggage claim number.
Stop. I signed for it.
I'm looking at
don't tell me. What?
Right
what are you
talking?
Look, do me a favor. Can I talk to your supervisor?
Excuse me?
Hmm? What's your name?
Joy.
Okay, let me talk to your supervisor.
Is on a break, sir.
Okay, when he gets back, you have him give me a call right away, okay? It's a very important bag.
I'm sure it is, sir.
Don't ask me what it's for. I just need you to do this thing.
Yeah.
Now, please, I'm in a time situation here, so just do it. I'll hold on.
Right, so the name's Greg Faulkner.
I don't know, Greg or Gregory. Run both names.
Jason. Come on.
No.
Jason, come here. Jason. Mew, mew, mew.
No. No.
Jason. Shit.
Greg didn't ace his med school boards. He never even took the goddamn MCATs.
Oh, Jack, that's what you had your sources check out. What this poor boy did on some test scores?
I bet he doesn't even have a real nursing degree. A lot of these hospital workers are just pill poppers looking for easy access to loots. We already know that he's been puffing a magic dragon. I knew the little quack was lying.
Jesse, come here. Come here, little Jesse head.
Oh.
Chitsy cat, I won't hurt you.
The fact is, Greg lied to you.
He did not lie to me,
he
Daddy.
He lied to you, and I thought you should know the truth. I love you too much to see you get hurt.
I don't care what your information says, Dad. Greg took the MCATs, okay?
อะไรนะครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรครับอะไรคร
Stand back!
checked every yard, every car on the street. Nobody's seen him.
But he's not up in any of the trees, Jack.
We checked all the bedrooms. Jinx isn't up here.
Yeah, none of the neighbors have seen him either.
You tried to milk him, didn't you, you sick son of a bitch?
Dad, stop it. That's enough.
Honey, please calm down.
How can I calm down if we're 15 minutes away from the wedding rehearsal and the ring bearer is missing?
What do you mean, the ring bearer?
Oh, your daddy didn't tell you? He taught Jinx to walk down the aisle with his little pillow.
Oh, no, you didn't, Dad.
Yeah, you put this around the neck, and these two ribbons are for the ring.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that's great, Dad.
Well, yeah, but now we have to postpone the rehearsal. Bob, you ride with me. Larry, you come with your car. We're going to canvass the neighbor. D, ask O'Boyle to wait. If we're not back in an hour, we'll reschedule the rehearsal for first thing in the morning. That's it.
Jack!
No, we cannot cancel the rehearsal for some stupid cat.
Stupid cat? How could you say that? That cat's been like a brother to you. We're supposed to let him wander the streets without food, water, or toilet?
Dad, Greg will find him.
What? Yeah, what?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fine. Okay. Denny!
Dad, I'm right here.
Yoo-hoo.
Honey.
Okay, you're going to fill in as the ring bearer for now.
What? No, I'm not wearing that stupid pillow thing on my head.
Oh, yes, you damn well will.
Thanks.
Just going to wander the streets without food, water, and toilet? Fucker.
Actually, you may be in luck. They brought in a Himalayan a little while ago. There he is.
Holy shit, that's Jinx. Jinxie.
Now, let me see that photo again.
Yeah, you gotta picture him without that stupid Santa cap.
Jinxie.
No. You see, in the picture, your cat has an all-black tail.
Yeah?
And this one has a white tip.
No, I'm sorry about that, Chief. Looks just like him.
Almost. Except for that tail.
Dearly beloved. Dearly beloved. We are gathered here on this beautiful day to join Dr. Robert Banks. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here on this beautiful day to join Dr. Robert Banks, Kevin Burns, and Holy Matrimony. This is a special day.
Mr. Jinx. Yeah, okay, you go check. I'll call you back.
Hey, it's the man of the hour.
Hey.
Sorry, folks. Had to pay a little visit to the urinal barrel.
Greg, nice work with the cat today.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I'm just glad I could help out. Hey, you know, we never did get to finish that little convo back in the den. So when you have a minute, there is still something I'd love to talk to you about.
Greg, we'll get right to it as soon as we get back. You have my word.
I'm going to hold you to that. Circle of trust.
Guess who's back in the circle of trust?
poor Dylan looks lonely.
Maybe I should ask him to dance. What do you think?
Sure. But he could whittle a private little dance floor for the two of you. I'm serious. I saw some beechwood outside. It's very handy.
He's an extremely handy and crafty craftsman.
I shouldn't paint him with that brush, but come on, seriously, part of you wishes you ended up with him.
Yes, he's very talented. But it would never worked out.
Why not?
I was never in love with Kevin. I'm in love with you.
That's a good explanation.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Thought you'd like that.
I do.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
No, Jinx. Mr. Jinx. I called you like half an hour ago. Okay, I already described it. Caroline.
It's brown with a little bit of black trim. Yes.
Please enter your 4-digit code.
Jack, hi, it's Hank McAtee from next door. You'll never guess who wandered over here this afternoon. Mr. Jinx. Yeah, he's not wearing his collar, but I'm sure it's Jinxy. Thought you might be worried, so just give me a jingle when you guys get home, and I'll bring the little rascal over.
Okay, well, if you could just keep checking, please, and I'll call you back later. Thanks.
Any luck?
No, they're still looking. Hey, Jack, this is a great party. I guess sometimes these things just sort of come together in their own cookie sort of way.
Yeah, it's kind of like the way you found Jinxy. You found him at that animal shelter, huh?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, right.
Well, the important thing is he's home now.
Yes.
And, you know, there's something about that ball of fur that just puts a big smile on my face.
Mm.
Yeah. You haven't seen any of his latest tricks, have you?
No.
But when we get back, I'll show you.
You know what? We don't have to do it tonight. You know, he's had a long day. He's probably tired. I wouldn't want
to... No, I think he'd like to show you tonight.
Honey, what you giving me?
You know what? Why don't I drive?
Oh,
I've always wanted to test out the van.
Be my guest, Parker.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it.
Hey, sweetie, what are you doing?
Oh, Larry said I could drive.
Oh.
Go. Hurry, hurry.
Bye, guys. See you.
Thanks for coming.
Drives a little better than your Taurus, huh, Greg?
Yeah.
Come on, get in the car, honey. Let's go. Hurry up.
Okay. Whoa, Ellie.
Everybody comfortable back there?
Hi, Kenny. Okay.
Oh! Oh! Oh, man. That's a wrong, man. You got your seatbelts on, my thing? Get your seatbelts on.
Take
it easy.
Ben drives like a dream, man.
It's not making a nightmare, huh?
Oh. Oh, there's Jack.
Hey, Jackie.
Wanna play, Pops? Let's play.
Okay, now Greg. Oh, my God! Is everything okay, honey?
Yeah, just trying to make good time.
Mm.
Hey, what's the matter with you? All right, we're going to move on. We're going to get home. Very soon, we're going to get home.
Drive after all, honey.
We're okay.
What?
All right.
Jonathan.
Oh, no, please.
Yes!
Jack just turned.
You were supposed to make that left at the light.
Fucker.
Where does he think he's going?
You spray-painted his tail to make him look like Jinxie, didn't you, Falker?
Guy, what's he talking about?
Hank McAtee called me a couple of hours ago and told me he found Jinxie. He took his collar and put it on an imposter, then he spray-painted his tail, and then he tried to beat us back here so that he could get rid of the evidence.
Oh, no, he... Please tell me that's not true, Greg.
It was just a temporary solution until I could find the real Jinx.
How could you do something like that?
I'm sorry.
Now, what are you going to tell me next? That you said Kevin's altar on fire? Oh, my God.
Well, it wasn't intentional. I was chasing Jinx up onto the roof. I had a smoke, and I think I might have lit something that... I don't know what happened. He put so much goddamn lacquer on that thing. It was an accident waiting to happen.
This is very disappointing, Greg.
Get out of my house, Falker, and take your friend with you.
So you lied to me about everything, huh, Greg? You lied about the cat, about the fire, about the MCATs.
Didn't lie about the MCATs. Come on, Pam. Don't you see what's happening here? Your dad has totally turned you against me.
I didn't turn her against you, Greg. You did that to yourself.
Jack, please. You didn't like me from the second I walked in here.
I'm a very accepting person, Falker. All I ask for is honesty.
Oh, honesty?
You want to talk about truth and honesty, Jack? Okay, let's talk a little truth and honesty. Let's talk a little Operation Kusumwi. Jack?
Was he talking about that?
Yeah, that's weird, because I thought there weren't any secrets inside the Circle of Trust, Jack.
I don't know what you're talking about,
Mike. You don't? Huh? What's the matter, cat? Got your tongue? Hey, Pam, guess what? Daddy's planning a little covert operation in Thailand for the day after the wedding. Do you know that?
You are?
Round and round we go, Jack. Hey, I bet everybody would love to hear about your little rendezvous in the parking lot of the Oyster Bay Drug and Sundry. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Where the guy gave you the passports and the documents? Or how about your little phone call in Thai?
Jack can't talk Thai.
Oh, no, Dina, Jack can talk Thai. Jack talked Thai very well. I'm sorry, Pam, but your dad is not retired. He's still very much in the CIA.
Daddy...
He's right. My cover's blown. I am planning a secret operation the day after the wedding.
What?
A surprise honeymoon for Deb and Bob. You stupid son of a bitch. You just blew it.
What?
Koh Samui's an island off the coast of Thailand. That guy I was meeting in the parking lot is Thor Svensson, my travel agent. He was giving me their visas.
Wow, Thailand. Thanks a lot, JB. That's tough.
Don't mention it. I just...
You know, if this nursing thing doesn't work out, Falker, I'd say you definitely have a career in espionage.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'm going to go to the airport now. I guess you're going to stay here. Pam, I...
Gaylord M. Faulker?
Jaylord?
Yeah, that's me.
I thought your name was Greg.
It is.
That's not what it says on the phone.
I know. It's my legal name. Nobody's called me by it since I was in third grade.
All right, whatever.
Wait. So your name's Gay Faulker? I'm sorry. It's not a normal name, you know?
Come on.
Sammy, don't go.
Saturday stay over, that fare difference will be $1,137.11. Did you want me to book you the seat?
Okay. All right.
Did you want to check any bags today?
Be all right with only one usher, don't you think?
I'm not so sure, Jack.
Thought you might like to see this.
How did you get this?
Oh, I have my sources too. I called Gaylord, a.k.a. Greg's parents in Detroit. They saved his SAT scores, too, in case you're interested.
Oh, honey, that doesn't matter if he did well in some test. What does that prove? Look at this place. He almost destroyed the wedding because he lied.
I love you, Daddy. But you can be a real jerk sometimes.
So what if he took the MCATs? He's still not good enough for Pam.
Who is, Jack? Nobody has ever been good enough for you, Pam. I mean, do you realize that you never even warmed up to Kevin until she broke up with him? Maybe it's time you think about what Pam wants.
Greg, it's me. I'm sure you're in the air by now, so I guess you'll just get this when you get home. Listen, I am so sorry.
I acted like a complete idiot, and I hope that you can forgive me. I mean, I don't care about the fire or the cat or... I mean, I can't believe you actually spray-painted a cat. It's actually really gross, but the point is that... But I understand why you did it, and I love you. I want you to know that I really love you, and... So when you get this, will you please call me? Okay.
Marty, listen, I need a commercial flight ID scan interstate from New York LaGuardia to Chicago. 4-hour sweeps backwards and forwards. Last name Foxtrot, Oscar, Charlie, Kilo, Echo, Romeo. First name Golf, Alpha, Yankee, Lima.
Gaylord Fokker on Atlantic American Flight 27 departs 235.
235?
Affirmative.
23 minutes, thanks.
Enjoy your flight, Ben. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. We're only boarding rows 9 and above right now. You'll have to wait.
Well, I'm in row 8.
Please step aside, sir.
It's just one row. Don't you think it's okay if I...
We'll call you row momentarily. Step aside, sir. Thank you for waiting. We'd like to continue boarding the aircraft now. We're now boarding all rows, please. All remaining rows. Hello. Enjoy your flight.
Where's the fire, huh?
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to check that.
I got it.
No, I'm sorry. That bag won't fit.
No. I'm not... Hey, I'm not checking my bag, okay?
Okay, there's no need to raise your voice, sir.
I'm not raising my voice. This would be raising my voice to you, okay? I don't want to check my bag, okay? And by the way, your airline, you suck at checking bags, okay? Because I already did that once and you lost it. And then I had everything screwed up very badly for me, okay?
Well, I can assure you that your bag will be placed safely below deck with the other luggage.
Oh, yeah? How do you know my bag will be safe below with the other luggage? Huh? Are you physically going to take my bag and put it beneath the plane? Are you going to go right now outside with the guys with the earmuffs and go put it in there?
No.
No? Okay. Then shut your pie hole and listen to me when I say that I am finished with the checking of the bags conversation.
Sir, we have a policy on this airline that a bag of this large...
Okay. You know what? Get your grubby little paws off of my bag, okay? It's not like I have a bomb in here. It's not like I want to blow up the plane.
Sir!
I just want to stow my bag according to your safety regulations.
Sir!
Hey,
sir!
If you would take a second and take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings, and all I have to do is do what I want to do, and all I want to do is hold on to my bag and not listen to you. And the only way that I would ever let go of my bag would be if you came over here right now and tried to pry it from my dead lifeless fingers, okay? If you can get it from my kung fu grip, then you can come and have it, okay? Otherwise, step off, bitch. Get off of me! Get off of me! Get off of me!
Hey, you can't leave your vehicle on the
pedal. Tow it. I've got a plane full of people saying you threatened that stewardess.
I was not threatening her. I was just trying to get my bag into the overhead storage thing.
You were acting like a maniac, and you threatened her with a bomb.
No, I said I didn't have a bomb.
You said bomb.
I said it's not like I have a bomb.
You said bomb on an airplane.
What's wrong with saying bomb on an airplane?
You can't say bomb on an airplane.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb. You gonna arrest me?
You assaulted an airline employee.
What if I was in the military and I was a bombardier? Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, bomb,
put you away for a few years.
Norm.
Take 5. I got a specialist here.
by Norm. Oh, shit. How'd you get here?
I'm everywhere, Parker.
I didn't do anything, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then tell these guys that I'm not a terrorist.
Listen, Parker, I'm not going to tell anybody anything until you answer some questions. Unless you want to spend the next couple of years of your life in prison, you better goddamn well tell me the truth. No more lies, you understand? No more lies.
Did you do this?
Just answer the question.
Did you have me taken off of that airplane?
Just answer the question. Put your hands over there. That's it.
You're sick, you know that?
Is your name Gaylord Parker, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you a male nurse?
Yes.
Are you a pothead?
No.
Have you ever smoked pot?
Yes.
Did you spray paint the tail of a cat to pass him off as Mr. Jinx?
Yes.
And did you do that because you desperately were seeking my approval?
Yes.
Because you love my daughter Pam?
Yes.
Do you want to marry her? Do you want to marry her?
I did. Till I met you.
What does that mean?
I love your daughter, Jack. I love her more than anything. But frankly, sir, I'm a little terrified of being your son-in-law. This whole weekend has given me a lot of doubts about whether or not I could even survive in your family. I think you've got some serious issues.
If I lighten up, would you consider marrying my daughter?
Would you lighten up a lot?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Would you let me and Pam live our lives and not interfere all the time?
I promise not to interfere in your lives all the time.
Will you stop making fun of me for being a nurse?
Could you at least try maybe to consider another profession?
Jack, yes or no?
Ever?
No.
Okay, yes.
Would you let me and Pam sleep in the same room?
Don't push it, fucker. You're in a real mess. If you married my daughter, would you support her in the way that she deserves to be supported?
Yes.
Would you be honest and faithful to her?
Yes.
Will you devote yourself entirely to her for the rest of your life?
Of course.
Gaylord Parker, will you be my son-in-law?
Yeah, well, we had a little plane trouble. Plus, your dad caught up with me at the airport. No, don't worry. It's okay. We worked out a lot of our issues.
You and my dad worked out a lot of your issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first he gave me his little human lie detector thing, but I passed.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he proposed.
You feeling all right?
Listen, this weekend was a nightmare. I had this whole elaborate plan, and then somewhere between giving your sister a black eye and setting the house on fire, I kind of went off track. I love you. I love you so much. I don't know, the world just makes sense when I'm with you.
I think he's about to do it, Jack.
Oh, come on, honey. Give him some privacy. And I think if we can get through what we got through in the last 48 hours, we could get through anything.
I think so, too. And Greg, I...
Wait, Hanks. Mr. Jinx.
Mew, 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 mew. Mew, 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 mew. What's a ring?
I like to think of it as a little circle of trust. Pam, will you marry me?
Yes. 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 Hello, boy, Greg.
That circle of trust thing, that's mine.
Well, looks like we got another wedding to plan.
Yep. Just got to do one more thing.
What's that?
Meet his parents.
Jack.
Honey, relax. I'm sure they're wonderful, fascinating people.
Good night, Jack.
I mean, they'd have to be, right? To name their son Gaylord Fokker.
Do you, Deborah Burns, take Robert Banks to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Yes, I mean, I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Let's just see if you really can flush the toilet, Jinxie. Son-in-law. What do you think?
Hello, Jack. Oh, look at that. Nice Jack. Hi. What's that, Jack? What? You a big fat CIA man, huh? You think they teach you that in the CIA? They teach you that? Oh, yeah. Well, what's that, Jack? What? Yeah, you thought Puff was just the name of the boy's magical dragon? Uh-huh. Not too quick on the uptake, huh, Jack? Why don't you ask Denny who's puffing the magic dragon? Not onto that one, huh? Surprising for a big CIA pulse detector. Ooh, hey, check my pulse on this question, Jack. Do I think you're a psycho? Yes. What? Oh, you like my little gift? What? The Jerusalem what? What? I can't hear. Jerusalem tulipuzli-lu? What? What? Oh, you don't know shit about flowers. What's that? You want me to what? You have another question? Sure, I got one question for you. It's can you do with that?
Skies are always gray. You turn around, there's someone in.